T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Because that's what we do in the bathtub time machine. We take a bath and we reminisce. The Eagles versus, well, in this case, the Raiders. Are they the Oakland Raiders? No. Are they the Los Angeles Raiders? No. Are they back to the Oakland Raiders? No. They're the Las Vegas Raiders. We know what they are. And Fasenda said it years ago. They are, as we go inside the bathtub time machine, the Raiders.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
John, why did the NFL make the decision to move away from all of the classic NFL film stuff? I mean, that is like maybe the most quintessential NFL films thing ever. And the NFL's like, nah, we don't need that stuff anymore. Stupid.
I love it.
I mean, it's stupid. That's good
it
stuff.
Chills, man.
That's good stuff.
Not one person listening was upset they just heard.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
one.
You know, and we're rooting for the Eagles, but, like, that's kind of cool. All right, this is the John Ritchie Bowl. This is the Eagles. This is the Raiders.
The Ritchie Bowl.
And this is the bathtub time machine with the autumn wind behind us as we look at the good and the bad. And, John, listen, the bad is so bad it might be the worst Eagles game of all time. And, of course, anyone over the age of about, you know, 40 or 45 knows exactly what I'm talking about. I can still feel it because, of course, the Eagles' most prominent game ever with the Raiders was losing Super Bowl 15, January of 81. I think it's, you know, obviously either this or the 02 game versus Tampa, 03 versus Carolina, 04 versus New England, 08 versus Arizona. I mean, they're probably the five worst Eagles losses ever. This one might be number one. Jaws, we love him, but he didn't play well that day. Three interceptions, all by Rod Martin. Just a stinker. Flat game in New Orleans after the thrilling victory against Dallas. The Eagles lose 27-10 in Super Bowl 15. That's not the only bad one, because, John, you had a hand, my man, in a bad one for the Birds, and God bless you, because you did your job playing for the Raiders in 01. I will say this, perhaps the most physical game I've ever seen the Eagles play, where the other team, in this case, John, your Raiders at that moment,
yeah,
you just put it on them. And the Eagles stood up and fought, but just didn't have enough.
Defense.
20-10, and you guys ran and ran and ran and ran.
The score doesn't sound that lopsided, but we ran the ball 47 times that day, and most of those were lead ISOs, which is, you know,
47.
You know what that is.
47!
47 runs.
The Eagles run it like five times
I
now.
Just looked at the stats.
Nick, like, Sirianni would get fired.
We ran 74 plays, that Raiders team.
Yeah.
74 plays to 47 plays for the Eagles. We more than doubled their time of possession that day. And the only thing, when I got here as a free agent, that's the game everyone brought up. They said, you guys just beat the hell out of us. It was an abusive game plan, and we executed it, and it was The glory of the good old days.
Yep.
Once again, games aren't played very often anymore.
You're right. I mean, look, I was in section 747 with my buddies watching that game, and I just remember like it was you versus Trot.
Yeah, it
constantly.
Was. A lot.
And it was just
202 yards on the ground.
Yeah. All right. So look, I don't want to talk about that. I mean, God bless you, but I don't want to talk about the Raiders winning a game. I want to talk about when the Eagles beat the Oakland Raiders. Or the Las Vegas Raiders, or the Los Angeles Raiders. I don't know what the heck they're called anymore, whether Las Vegas. Hey, there are some notable games. 2005, how about this one? You might not remember much about this game. It turned into a 23-20 Eagles win. This is when T.O. and McNabb were playing together, but not playing nice with each other. They were still magical on the field after that nonsense training camp in 05. McNabb still had 365 yards and two TDs, and T.O. still had 9 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. But, like, they were cracking, and the signs were there. But the thing this game is most notable for is this is the game you may remember David Akers had gotten injured in. And with 11 seconds to go in the game and a tie score, David Akers, I don't know, a hamstring injury or something, he just was, like, barely able to kick. But he kicked, and he fell. But that ball
He
fell all right, but that ball went through the uprights, and the Eagles won the game 23-20. Hey, when you think of the Eagles and the Raiders, I mean, you don't have to think back too far. Just 8 years ago now can we call it Nick Foles' second best game of all time?
Probably third. The NFC Championship game was pretty great, too.
I don't know, man. I mean, Nick Foles in this game tied the NFL record for the most touchdown passes of all time in a game. By the way, he did it in the first three quarters. He did it with 20 minutes left in the game. And then Chip's like, all right, Nick, you've already thrown 7 touchdowns. Let's get you out of the game because we got a 49 on the board, a 49-20 lead. It was nuts. Merrill, Mike, with the call back to 2013. I mean, Foles, he was to Selleck, Riley Cooper, Cooper again, Ertz, McCoy, Deshaun, and then Riley Cooper with his third touchdown. Foles is 7th of the day.
Foles puts Jackson in motion. Fakes. He rolls. He looks. Still looks. Fires. Touchdown! Riley Cooper tying the Eagles' all-time record with his 7th touchdown pass of the game.
Can you imagine? I mean, Nick Foles can walk around the world and say, I had 7 touchdown passes in a game. Might be my 3rd best game ever. That's pretty cool. And that is the Bathtub Time Machine for this Friday morning as we get ready for the Eagles.
That is pretty cool.
And the Raiders.
By the way, Jack Fritz made a decent point.
What?
I think you missed one part of Eagles-Raiders history, except it's kind of an offshoot point. Michael Bush.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
call. Point by Jack Fritz, right?
Yeah, the rare good point by Fritz. So what? If you don't know what he's talking about, he's talking about in 2008. And it's not just Michael Bush. It's actually Jamarcus Russell, who was the quarterback that day. So the Eagles made the playoffs. We all know the crazy 44-6 game, the Eagles versus Dallas week 17. The day we all woke up thinking it was all going to be over by the time the Eagles played Dallas at 4 o'clock. But alas, I only used alas today because John used alas yesterday. I thought that was kind of cool. Alas, it was not over because all those games went the Eagles' way in the 1 o'clock games. Enough of them did, I should say, including Michael Bush with a big touchdown run. And Jamarcus Russell beating Jeff Garcia and John Gruden's Bucks. And the Eagles set up versus Dallas to win and certainly did. In convincing fashion. All right, so that's Bathtub Time Machine. 215-592-9494. James, you got some information in there?
I do. Shams tweeting out just a few minutes ago. Sources, Ben Simmons spoke to Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid, and the entire 76ers team today and accepted everyone needs to take responsibility, including himself. But Simmons informed them all that he's not mentally ready to play yet and needs time.
Be very interesting to know what that means with regard to his pay. Is he claiming pay me and I'll step away or not? Is he actually taking like real ownership of the situation? Like obviously we don't know, we weren't in the room. Now that sounds like the kind of thing. See, when these reporters report this stuff, I like to try to figure out, did that come from the agent side or did that come from the team side?
So there's one more tweet just adding to it. Chum said Simmons reported to shoot around today ahead of the Nets game. And was seen engaged around the team. Sources said the 3-time All-Star has expressed he wants to play but isn't prepared mentally.
Huh. Well, you guys know my theory. I appreciate the fact that Daryl Morey, Josh Harris, who I'm not a fan of, but in this case he's ultimately in charge, and Doc Rivers are not, at least it seems to this point, permitting Ben. I mean, let me just put it this way. If you owned a pizza shop and you had an employee who was due $170 million, I think it's $150 over the next 4 years, $150 million, and the employee didn't want to work for you, wanted you to trade him, but you hadn't traded him yet, and then wanted to stay home, would you let him stay home and pay him $150 million? I mean, I think not. Are you kidding me? So I appreciate that the Sixers are, I mean, John, they drew a line in the sand.
Yeah.
And how often do we talk in life about not enough people draw a line in the sand anymore? Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe the strategy will work. Maybe it won't. Maybe it's foolish and just a waste of time and the offers won't go up. Maybe they will. But I appreciate as a Sixers fan that the Sixers are not just caving to this fool. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Ryan right now in Delco. Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, pal.
It's actually my son's birthday on Sunday, so I guess that's the same date every year. It's pretty awesome.
There you go.
Happy birthday to your son.
So, first time in a long time, but I am infuriated this morning. So last night, we watched this third-string running back seize the moment and have an amazing game. Someone who's probably making, what, the bare minimum in the league? I didn't look up his contract, but I got to say he's probably not making a lot of money.
Probably, yep.
And then there's Ben Simmons, who doesn't want to make all the money in the world and doesn't want to come to work because he's afraid to play basketball.
Well, I mean, listen, I generally agree with you, Ryan. I'll be intrigued to find out if what James just read us and the word engaged was used there. Has there been a little bit of a flip of the light bulb? You know, maybe. I mean, probably not, but maybe. And I guess we'll have to just see what happens.
As someone who's dealt with depression and anxiety, if this is fake and not real, I am just appalled and absolutely disgusted that that is even a possibility.
Well, it's certainly a possibility. There's no question about that. Ryan, give me what you got here for a song that references a city.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song, West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Yeah.
That's
a
winner.
Yeah, that's a big one right there. And ironically, has another city in the theme, in the title, I assume, right? I mean, well, maybe not. Is there a title to that song?
You mean the title of the song?
I was going to say is...
I mean, Bel-Air, could argue, is Bel-Air a city. I mean, it's a, you know, we were talking about, in our case, it would count.
I was just trying to figure out, is Bel-Air in the title? I don't even know if there is a title of the song. Who knows? All right, up ahead, we go inside the game. John at 11:30 takes us inside this matchup, the Eagles and the Raiders. We'll certainly take all your phone calls, all show, on all of the topics we're discussing, including that latest Sixers news with Ben Simmons and engaged but not ready to mentally continue for now, or who the heck knows. So we'll see. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about 5-Hour Energy. Certainly there for you anytime you need a boost of energy. I mean, it's just flat out there for you, including before a workout. I mean, you know the deal. You work out, some days you're just flat out feeling it. And those are great days. And then there's other days where you know you should work out. You know you want to work out, but you don't really want to work out. And you got to push through. I mean, that's the way to go. 5-Hour Energy can help you do that, because 5-Hour Energy gives you that alert, energized feeling, not only to get in the zone, but to stay in the zone. Also, 5-Hour Energy helps you with, hey, you can enter the 5-Hour Energy football sweepstakes for your chance to win $10,000 to make your ultimate game day experience a reality. To do so, to enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product. You can upload the receipt. It's super easy to do. The 5-Hour Energy football sweepstakes, enter today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.